going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Even though it's spring break, Wednesday means dirty work. So who do we have on the line today, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Shaggy and Natalia. This is Marcus. I'm from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Marcus. So how can we help you today?
So honestly, this isn't really that dirty, but it's more of a cry for help. I listen to you and Natalia all the time, and I've debated back and forth on whether or not to call you two, but my friend said I should, so here I am.
God, are you okay? Like a cry for help? So you have to talk to us now, Marcus. What's happening?
Yeah, well, so my girlfriend Amanda and I have been together for 3 years. She's my best friend. Honestly, she's an all-around amazing person. And I'm not just saying that. Anyways, so she isn't always that excited to hang out with some of my guy friends. I'm sure you guys have seen that kind of thing before, and she thinks that they can be a little much, and that's just honestly really annoying to her. So we have our annual adult Easter egg hunt planned for the Saturday afternoon, and really it's a ton of fun. There's a ton of people, ton of food. There's a DJ, even drinks, of course, and there's cash hidden in the egg. So pretty typical kind of standard partying for Easter. We go all out every year, but Amanda is really pushing back on going this year. So she keeps saying that we have spent the last few holidays with this crew, like St. Patrick's Day, and she wants a break. So Easter weekend, she wants to be low-key, and I really, really need her to go. And honestly, I really want her to go.
Okay, I hear you when you say you really need her to go. So why do you really need her to go so badly? I mean, if she's not into it, my 2 cents is like, why force it? It won't end up being a good time for either one of you if she feels forced, and you'll be like walking on eggshells, no pun intended. And you don't feel like, you know, it's a red flag that Amanda isn't that excited about your friends. Like, you don't feel like it's a big flag?
No. Not at all. It's not a red flag. I mean, some of you guys, in her defense, are kind of annoying, at least for her. I know that some of my buddies get super, I don't know, just kind of, I mean, really annoying, for lack of better words, especially when drinks are involved. And here's the deal. So Amanda's parents are in town for this weekend for Easter, and I had planned on proposing at this egg hunt. I have it all set up that in someone's backyard, I have eggs that spell out, will you marry me? Flowers. I have a photographer lined up for the proposal. I mean, honestly, the whole nine. I really do. And I'm even sending her to get her nails done on Friday as a little treat for me. I know that'll be important to her. You know, that her nails look good for the proposal photos and with the ring. And obviously, I won't get out of live otherwise, but her family will be coming to the event as well, and I want them to be a part of the proposal, you know. So I know that is what Amanda would want too, honestly, but I can't tell her what's going on. So her parents don't come that often, so who knows when another opportunity will arise for this to happen again, you know? So I really, really need your help. I've been planning this for months. I asked her dad to marry her, which that was, you know, I mean, it wasn't awkward, but it was daring. It was hard. And he was stoked. They are really, really excited.
Okay. Yeah. So we really now have to.
Yeah, like, you went all out,
man. This is incredible.
I mean, he's getting her nails done.
Yeah. So
smart
now
guy.
we really got to get her there. So actually, while you were talking, something you said earlier about a DJ, I have an idea because you mentioned a DJ for the event.
Yes, we do. We go all out for this.
Okay, great. Of course, now I have this great idea. Hang on the line, and we need you to give Natalia Amanda's number, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Amanda Marcus's girlfriend?
Yeah, it is. Wait, is this Shaggy?
Well, actually, you are correct. So how are you this morning? I know it's crazy spring break, but how are you?
I knew it was... Oh, okay. Hi. Wait, why are you calling me?
So here's the deal. So let's get right to it. So your boyfriend, Marcus, asked me a while ago to DJ your guys' adult Easter event this Saturday. And I told him, yes, I would, even though I don't do this as much. So I'm trying to create a playlist for the event. And Marcus said I should call you and get some of your input on what to play on Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, Marcus is still pushing this Easter egg hunt. Oh, I mean, I really don't want to go. And I actually didn't plan on going.
Hold on. Why? Marcus said you guys do this event every year and it's like a lot of fun.
I mean, it is fun. It's just a lot. And I'm a teacher and I needed a spring break to relax. It's been a tough school year. My parents are going to be in town too, and I just wanted to do something kind of like more low-key with them for Easter. And then I love Marcus's friends and all that, but sometimes they are a lot. They could be a little much.
I get it. So what do you mean? Like, do you not like them or just a lot?
Oh, no. I love them. They are super nice. They're, you know, they love to have fun. It's just like when they drink, they get kind of loud, they get kind of wild. And it's nothing wrong with that, but I really want something a little bit more low-key for me this weekend, and I want to recharge before we go back into the last part of the school year, you know?
Okay, yeah, so I totally respect it, and well, how about this? How about if you give me some songs that you want to get played at the Easter egg hunt, I will make sure to play them, and I will also, like I said, I'll be there, and I promise to make it fun, and what if you just went, I, you know what, he didn't book me all day, what if you just went for an hour?
I mean, I kind of would love to see you DJ. Okay, so if you promise to play anything SZA for me, and if it's only for an hour, then yeah, maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
I promise, because my son loves her too. I will play all things SZA, but I need to get a total commitment from you to go for at least an hour, please.
Okay, fine. Just in an hour, though, because, and I know this will make Marcus super happy. Also, can we take a picture together?
Of course, yeah, we can absolutely do the photo. I promise, this is going to be the best and most memorable adult Easter egg hunt in Hampton Roads, especially for you this weekend, I promise.
Okay, because... the local's favorite DJ is going to be there. So, yeah, I will see you Saturday, and sure.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.